Hey, here's the thing. Here's what you cannot say enough about the complimentary football, team football, but defense. 7 sacks, 4 turnovers. Give it up for the team. 24 points off those turnovers. Big Greg's back, has a perfect day. That's what it looks like. 3 phases playing together, getting it done, man. Outstanding job. Where is my man AD? Get a breakdown, AD.
Let's go. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, ever.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy, Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It is the Monday edition, a.k.a. you know what that means. It's Victory Monday.
Monday.
I'm rocking it solo today. Our boy James is still up in San Francisco. He had some family things after the game. So most likely he'll be joining us tomorrow. But we got a lot to get to. An amazing, impressive performance. We talked about going and beating a team you need to beat. Well, we did that today. Hands down, 3 phases of football, like Sean McVay said in that intro. We're going to get to all that and more. We're going to recap the game. We're going to talk about some of the things that were really impressive in this win. We're going to do game balls. We're going to do a play action ball. I'm going to try to do a play action ball. Everyone played really well today. Fully loaded Victory Monday show. Hang with me. I'm almost losing my voice. Lots to celebrate. Lots to get to. Before we do, guys, make sure to go give the show a follow. Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to, make sure to hit the subscribe button. Share with a Rams fan. If you're a new listener, welcome. Perfect day to join Victory Monday. We're going to bring you 5 episodes every week. Your team every day, only on the Lockdown Podcast Network. I'm your host, Bear Motter. You can find me on Twitter at @LA_RamblingBear. You can find the show at Lockdown Rams, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook group. Come join it. Got some things coming up that I'm going to start doing some giveaways. Really excited about. So with that said, all things are well in Rams Nation. We are 7-0, sitting on top the NFC West, sitting on top the NFC, sitting on top the NFL. We are leading in all categories as far as record goes. Only undefeated team still out there. Kansas City Chiefs are playing behind me. They are up and dominating. That matchup in Mexico City just keeps getting better and better. I am so excited for that. Reach out to me if any of you guys are going to be at that game. I will be down there in Mexico City. Got a lot of random stuff planned while I'm down there. But game day, pre-game day, let's link up. Let's drink some tequila. Let's represent our Rams down in Mexico City. But we'll just jump right into it. I don't even know where to start. There's just so much good stuff to talk about with this team, this game, this win. Lately, we've been starting with the offense. So you know what? I'm going to switch it around. We're going to talk about this defense. This is the defense that we thought we all had when we started getting all those big signings and we're in training camp and we're talking about the hype of this defense and how good could they be. They hadn't lived up to expectations. But this game was their best game so far this season. And hopefully, it's not just against a bad team. We're going to build off this, get some confidence coming out of this, learn some things, and get better. Aaron Donald was an absolute beast. He had 9 tackles, 8 solo, 4 sacks. Yes, you heard that right, 4 sacks. 6 tackles for loss and 5 QB hits. Just his stat line alone is stupid. I saw someone tweet out and said that basically that's video game stats and that video game Aaron Donald wouldn't believe these stats in real life. And that's pretty true. Cordy Littleton had another monster game, 10 tackles, 8 solo, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits. Brockers, again, very impressive in the run. 5 tackles, 4 solo, 2 tackles for loss. And if you want to step back, big picture on this thing, the Rams had 13 tackles for losses as a team. They had 7 sacks, which Aaron Donald said Marcus Peters called pregame. So let's keep putting those predictions out there, Marcus Peters. 11 quarterback hits and 4 turnovers. 4 turnovers. Again, this is what we thought we were going to get with this team when we were looking at all that power up front and all that secondary depth that we had at the beginning of the year. I know we've had some injuries and some guys get banged up, but 7 sacks, 13 tackles for loss. Are you kidding me? I know this is the Monday show and not the hype edition, but come on. That's that defense we've been waiting for. Three phases of football. We didn't just need our offense to get it done. Special teams chipped in, of course. The return of Greg the Leg. And it was a beautiful sight. He was 3 for 3 in field goals. 4 for 4 in extra points. 13 total points. He had himself a nice little day. And then Corey Littleton, who we mentioned on the defense side of the ball, had a monster game on special teams. Another blocked punt. That is 4 blocked punts. He now leads the league as far as current players with blocked punts. 4. It almost looks like after he did it, he almost expected it. Like, yeah, that's what I do. And we really should have swooped that up for a touchdown in the end zone. But 2 Rams players got really excited. It was Cordell Hodge, and I can't remember who else was over there. But if they just approached it a little bit slower, I know you get really excited. You see that football kind of rolling around the end zone. You're trying to get it before it rolls out. But the two of them kind of collided, ended up hitting the ball out. Obviously, we get the safety. It helped my fantasy team. That was nice. And they kick off. We come down and score a field goal. So we did miss some points out on that, you know, not getting the touchdown. We ended up, you know, missing out on a couple points. But there's not a lot in this game that you can really be too upset about, right? We talked about their running game coming into this. That was going to be one of the things that we were worried about. Number 3 in the league. We held them to 107 yards rushing on 24 carries. None of their backs had over 60 yards. The biggest run of the day on us was 16 yards. That was well after this thing was out of reach. So many things that this Rams defense can go home, hang their hat on, be super excited about, and build off of, and go, you know what? We're not just going to be a good football team. We're going to be a great football team, and it starts on our side of the ball, too. And then, of course, we put up 39 points. That always helps. So many good things from this game on that defense, on the three phases. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside, take our first break real quick, get a word from some sponsors. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the offense, some of the things that Jared Goff and Todd Gurley did as we roll along on this Victory Monday episode. I'll be right back with more. All right, guys, before we move on to our next segment, I'm really excited to talk to you about our new partner, Metro Infinity. You can find them 821 East Central Avenue in Monrovia, California, just off 210 in Monrovia. Guys, you have to swing by their brand new multi-million dollar facility and check out the amazing selection of new and used Infinities they have. They're the only dealer in California that's family owned and has been in business for over 25 years. They're the number one volume dealer in California. One of my favorite things about Metro Infinity is that they take pride in not being your typical car dealer where it takes hours to buy a car and play games back and forth with the customers. If you don't like coming to the dealership, no problem. They're going to bring your new car and the paperwork to your home, your office, the park, McDonald's, wherever you want to meet them. And they will complete the whole transaction wherever you need. Wherever you feel comfortable, they'll take that to you. Make sure to mention Locked On when you go visit, and they're going to give you another $500 off any car purchase. That is by far the best money deal we've had on this podcast so far. $500 off just by saying you listen to Locked On. If you're thinking about a new Infiniti or even in the market for a new car, I think you need to start thinking about an Infiniti. I'll be honest with you, my dad owns an Infiniti, and every time I go to Chicago and we talk about driving a car and which one do you want to take, I'm always picking my dad's car. They are smooth. They are awesome. They are sleek. Especially with Metro Infinity. Give them a chance to earn your business. Believe me, you won't regret it. They also have over 50 certified pre-owned Infinities. You can reach them at 626-599-7510 or metroinfinity.com. Plus, remember, mention Locked On, you get $500 off. We're big fans of them, and they are big fans of us. So go on down, Metro Infinity in Monrovia, just off the 210. Tell them Bear sent you. Get a sweet deal. At least go try it out. Do a little test drive. Tell me what you think, guys. Metro Infinity and $500 discount when you mention Lockdown Rams. They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money. Playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters. With them dimes at. They shooting. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. This is the Monday edition, the Victory Monday. I think that's my favorite part of the show. It's just yelling out Victory Monday. We've done it 7 weeks in a row. And you know what? I'm just kind of getting used to it now. This is now our show, Victory Monday. It goes perfectly into the lineup. Great way to start the week. If you guys are driving into work or you're driving home from work, just know you have the best football team in the NFL. And you can say that without blinking an eye. We talked about that defense and what a great win and what a great performance for all those guys. Aaron Donald loading up 4 sacks. He now leads the NFL in total sacks. But as I mentioned going into the break, I kind of want to talk about this offense now. Pick apart a little bit of the game that we saw. Then the following segment, we'll do our game balls and we'll talk about who really stood out in this game. The crazy thing is, with all those turnovers that the defense got us, we had short yardage situation. So the numbers aren't as crazy when you look at 39 points. You would think, man, Jared Goff throw for 400. Did Todd Gurley run for 200 again? Well, you'd be wrong in both. And the crazy thing is, Malcolm Brown was our leading rusher. He had 13 carries for 65 yards compared to Todd Gurley's 15 for 63. Todd Gurley did punch in 2 touchdowns on the ground and then 1 through the air as he added another 4 catches for 23 yards with that touchdown on 5 targets. Todd Gurley just continues to be an all-around back. And the one thing I love about this is I kind of mentioned Malcolm Brown to start this. Not only did he lead us in this game, this is the second time that he's led the Rams in rushing, which is kind of mind-blowing when you have an MVP-type candidate. Todd Gurley now has 14 total touchdowns. That ties the record in NFL history in the Super Bowl era with Priest Holmes for the most in the first 7 games and breaks Eric Dickerson's record with the team. Not too bad of a day. And I love it. 15 carries, as I mentioned. We're not beating this guy up. We're not giving him 30 carries and wearing him out midway through the season. It's a balanced attack. And guys like Malcolm Brown stepped up and performed. It was awesome to see. Not only did he get 65 yards on the ground, but he was running dudes over. I'm going to have to step back on some of the trash I've been talking about Malcolm Brown, especially in the preseason and kind of saying I wasn't impressed with him. I was really, really impressed with Malcolm Brown today, the things he did. He also had 1 catch for 6 yards on top of that. We saw Nick Williams today for the first time. He had 2 catches, 17 yards. Good to see him kind of fit into the offense, and I think he picked up a big 3rd down conversion late in the game. Robert Woods led the way as far as receiving goes. He had 5 catches on 7 targets, 78 yards. Remember, my bold statement on Friday was that Brandon Cooks was going to go for 2 touchdowns and over 100 yards. Well, he got a touchdown. He had 4 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown on 5 targets. Again, we just didn't really need our offense to be as explosive in this game. Jared Goff ended up 18 for 24, 202 yards, 2 touchdowns. Didn't have a flashy game, didn't have a bad game, but he had exactly what we needed to get this thing done, right? He missed some throws here and there, and I'm sure there's a couple that he'd like to have back, but as you talk about managing a game when your defense gives you 4 turnovers, I think we can all walk away and say we're pretty happy with what Jared Goff did in this game. And it helps when you get in position and Greg the Leg is like, we'll get points up on the board. He was 3 for 3 in field goals. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but that was definitely a rejoicing feeling to not have to worry about our kicker situation and to have our guy back. But that goes into, if you really want to break this down a little bit, converting as we get to the red zone or in the red zone. At some point, we mentioned the Chiefs earlier in the show. We've got a list of competitors coming up in Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. Sometimes field goals aren't going to cut it, right? But for Jared Goff today, no interceptions. He took 2 sacks, but overall, great performance from him. Offense as a whole looked great. And then finishing with the third phase, the special teams. We just mentioned Greg Zuerlein had a great game. 3 for 3, 4 for 4 extra points, 13 total points. And then JoJo Natson continues to impress as far as in the return game. He had 2 returns for 36 yards, and that one was the 36-yard long where we had trapped them. We almost thought we had another safety. They ended up calling an incomplete pass. We backed them up. They were probably so afraid of getting another punt block. Got it out quick. Short punt. JoJo Natson brought it back. 36 yards. Put us in good field position. I saw this going around Twitter, and I'd have to agree, as much as I love Farrell Cooper, and he did such a great job last year for us, it'd be interesting if and when he gets healthy what they're going to do with JoJo Natson, because he's shown incredible speed, great return, great vision, being able to pull off big plays, big momentum plays. And you always hear this with the quarterback controversy and things like that. When one goes down, another one steps in. Sean McVay kind of seems like the guy that he's going to run with, the guy that's hot. And right now, that's JoJo Natson. So glad to have him back and be healthy. A couple weeks ago, obviously, we know he broke his hand. Quick recovery for him, and he's out here and performing again. So big game from JoJo Natson. Johnny Hecker punted 4 times for 122 yards. Average of 30. Most of his punts, again, were coming in pretty good position, so he didn't have to give the boom. He did have a long of 50 and 1 inside the 20. There was one where it kind of got nicked, and I think they said it went 2 yards. He had a punt of 2 yards, but that was partially blocked. But it's nice these days where we don't have to talk about Johnny Hecker as, being 30 minutes of our podcast like we used to, 3 years ago when we were trying to find highlights, and Johnny Hecker was punting 6-7 times a game and, having all these booming punts and 5 inside the 20 and things like that. It's nice when he's kind of the last thing we mention and go, hey, Johnny Hecker's the dude, but we didn't need him much today. The Rams were up 22-7 at halftime and were in control of this game from start to finish. All right, we're going to step aside, get another quick word from a sponsor. We'll be right back with game balls, play action balls, and some final thoughts on the Week 7 matchup versus the Niners. All right, guys, before we get over to that segment, I want to talk to you guys about mybookie.ag. You know we talk about them a lot here on the show, but go check them out. Mybookie.ag, promo code LOCKEDON25. They're going to give you $25 every time you put down $100 there. This is for all users, all listeners. If you have an account, great. Throw on some extra money. They're going to give you $25. Just all you have to do is put LOCKEDON25. They're the best place to bet and win money. You play, you win, you get paid. It's simple. It's easy. The payout's fast. They've been around forever. In-game live betting, by far my favorite. Shout out to my boy Renko. He's been killing it lately on MyBookie. He's been kind of throwing me a bone here and there, which I'm going to be following because he's been killing it lately on MyBookie. But believe me, again, money is to be made if you know what you're doing. And honestly, if you're not putting a lot of money down, it's just fun to kind of have something right on the game. The Rams will take care of you. I'll tell you that right now. MyBookie.ag, promo code LOCKEDON25. Tell them Bear sent you. Send me some of your betting tips. Send me anything you're betting on. I'm curious to hear all you guys' takes. We're going to do another Locked On crossover this week. We're going to try to do some MyBookie picks later in the week, so stay tuned for that as well. MyBookie.ag, promo code LOCKEDON25. All right, guys, before we get to our next segment, I want to talk to you about our new sponsor I'm really excited about. It's called Rooftop Cinema Club, and it has landed to a rooftop near you. Come and watch the latest releases and cult classics under the beautiful sky. Movies by moonlight, breathtaking views, delicious cocktails and food. We're putting the celebration back into the cinema. So come on and celebrate with us. Screenings are in Hollywood, downtown LA, San Diego, Houston, and New York, and on sale now at rooftopcinemaclub.com. Again, that's rooftopcinemaclub.com. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON10 to get 10% off of your tickets. Make sure to visit their website for full list of films and showtimes. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram at Rooftop Cinema Club, Twitter at Rooftop Cinema for all updates. They do a bunch of awesome special nights, Q&As, photo ops, etc. Their mission statement is, we believe that all experiences should be memorable, which is why we are on a mission to transform nights at the cinema to stunning rooftop views, sunsets, starlit evenings, friends, loved ones, awesome drinks, delicious food, and great movies on the big screen. Again, that promo code is LOCKEDON10. It's going to get you 10% off when you purchase your tickets. This deal is good from now until the end of November, so make sure to take advantage of it while it's still available. RooftopCinemaClub.com, promo code LOCKEDON. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Third and final segment of the Victory Monday podcast. We made it. My voice didn't go out, so that's good news. We got a 7-0 football team. Getting stronger and stronger along the way. We had a couple dark weeks where we thought, oh gosh, our defense, what are they going to do to us? They're going to be the nightmare for us. You know what? They had a lot of coverage sacks today, 7 total sacks. But a lot of that is due to the great coverage. I know James has been really tough on Troy Hill. I'm excited to hear his take tomorrow because Troy Hill had a pretty good ball game himself. Pitched in with one of those interceptions. John Johnson III had another. That's his third of the season. He leads the team in interceptions. I know James is waiting for Marcus Peters to pick it up because he's got a bet with the Seahawks podcast. But John Johnson continues to impress. All things are well in Rams Nation. So giving out a play action ball is going to be kind of hard today. But what we're going to do is we're going to start with game balls. And I'm going to give away 2 because James isn't here. So, you know, it's my podcast. I make the rules. No one's stopping me today. 2 game balls coming from me. First game ball, I got to go Corey Littleton. This man had himself a ball game. As I mentioned earlier, 10 total tackles, 8 solo, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits, and a blocked punt. This is one of those guys that when a lot of those studs on defense, a lot of our big-time names are running off the field to go get a breather. He stays on the field, and not only does he stay on the field, but he's producing on special teams. This man was flying all over the place, coming in on blitzes. Announcers were saying his name left and right. And remember, he's the quarterback of that defense. You know, he's got the green dot on his helmet. He's the communicator. This is his first year in this role. Wade Phillips trusts him to run this defense as far as communication goes. This guy's stock is rising. Don't be surprised if the Rams throw Corey Littleton some money at some point, you know, whether it's this year or during the offseason, to kind of lock this guy down, because he's young, he's talented, he gets it. He's a perfect fit for Wade Phillips' system. And the more and more he plays, the better and better he gets. And he does it all over the field. Defense, special teams, probably one of my favorite things about him. He was asked after the game, how does it feel to be 7-0? And he kind of shook it off and said, you know what? We have the mentality when we come in every game that we're 0-0. That's the way we look at it. And I just loved that answer coming from my middle linebacker. I was just like, that is amazing. You hear that across the board. Jared Goff kind of said something very similar. We have an us against the world mentality. And for a 7-0 ball club, that's got to be scary for the rest of the NFL when they're coming in with a chip on their shoulder. They're 10-point favorites on the road and they've got a chip on their shoulder. Yeah, look out NFL. Look out hotel reservations in Atlanta. Things are heating up in LA. And then game ball number two is going back to the defense, man. Aaron Donald. Hashtag pay the man. Hashtag thank God we paid the man. 9 tackles, 8 solo, 6 tackles for loss, 5 quarterback hits, 4 sacks. And a partridge and a pear tree. This guy was all over the place, man. And he probably could have had a couple more sacks. He was pushing offensive linemen like they were 4 years old. Like, he was just chucking people, man. Or as Roger Saffold would say, he was throwing them out the club. Aaron Donald was on one today. He said afterwards when he was being interviewed that his daughter wanted 10 sacks today and his son wanted 3. So he said they better be happy with 4. As I mentioned earlier, this catapulted him to the top of the NFL as far as sack leaders. But really, for me, what I love is it just added that extra confidence that this defense can go do the things that we've been talking about for so long. That they can be disruptive up front. That they could get to the quarterback. That they could win the turnover battle. And that they could be counted on by the rest of this team to lean on to make a play. And you saw that multiple times where maybe the Niners started to move the ball a little bit, but they came up with a big turnover, shifted the momentum back, got it back to our offense, and really were pretty close to getting their own points with that safety, or what we thought for a second, maybe it was a catch and a fumble and a recovery for a touchdown, but it's only a matter of time before these boys continue to knock at that door and put up some points. Big showing from the defense, and Corey Littleton and Aaron Donald led the way, so game balls from Bear. Now, switching over, play action ball. This is becoming the tough one. This game makes it real tough for this one. And I'm only going to do one because it's hard enough to really figure out who screwed the pooch on this one. For you guys that are new, the play action ball is like the reverse of a game ball. And it's just like the play action. Dick the ball out there. Here's your game ball. Nope. Oh, bring it back. Play action ball. And it's tough. I looked at this for a while and I thought about it. And, you know, can you pick a guy for missing a tackle? Could you pick a guy for not being able to break a tackle? No. Too little. It's tough to do, but I'm going to come at coach. My play action ball goes to Sean McVay, and I'll tell you why. We touched on it earlier in the show, and thankfully we have a really good kicker. But there's a time where I don't want Greg Zuerlein to be 3-for-3 in field goals and 4-for-4 in extra points. I want him to be 7-for-7 in extra points. I want to convert some touchdowns. We get this close to the red zone or in the red zone, I want to score touchdowns. You get to a game like where you play the Chiefs, and right now I'm looking back as this game is almost over. They've got 45 points. Yeah, 39 points was awesome. But when the Kansas City Chiefs scored touchdowns, and you're kicking field goals, and it's a shootout, you're in trouble. So although it didn't come into play today because we were playing the 49ers, when we get a heavy-hitting matchup and you get 4 turnovers, you better win the ball game. But that's going to come down to some play calling, which I don't have to lay into him too hard because I know Sean McVay is his number one critic. So he's telling himself this as he's watching film right now on the plane on the way home from San Francisco, because you know that's the type of coach he is. There were just some questionable calls. 3rd and short. They were talking about how we're a top 3 third down conversion team in the NFL. And we struggled at the beginning of the game on 3rd down. And we struggled when we got into their side of the field and we got within field goal range to pick up that big first down or to make that big call to go to the end zone. Couple conservative runs. But I know it's something that Sean McVay will address. He'll admit to, and he'll spend a lot of time to work to make it better. So as tough as it was, my play action ball goes to Sean McVay and the play calling, but especially in and around the red zone. Field goals are good. Touchdowns are better. All right, guys. Super excited. Got an awesome week of content. Most likely having James Kroger on. We've got a crossover with the Locked On Packers, which is going to be awesome this week. We got Vinny Bonsignor. We've got the return of Serena Morales. It doesn't get much better. 5 days, five shows. Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day. So tomorrow I'm going to get some questions from you guys, the listeners. So if you haven't called in yet, why don't you make your first call tomorrow? The number is 657-345-4988. Leave me a voicemail. I'll play it on the show. We'll take some questions from Facebook and Twitter. I'll pick the brain of Mr. Kroger, and we'll have a good time talking undefeated LA Rams football. But with that said, you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bring an 88 back. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave.